This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 21st of August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. In Jerusalem, it's sunny and warm. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies and a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, in Haifa, it's a bit cooler, but still pleasant for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Egypt has informed the United States that disarmament of Hamas will likely only occur under Israel's next government. This news comes from Ynet, reported 2 hours ago. Also, the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah, emphasizing its ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guards. This update comes from Walla, just in the past hour. Also this hour, the FBI has disrupted an ISIS-style attack planned at the New York State Capitol. According to Maariv, this happened earlier today. Separately, Brooklyn Democrats have called for a district leader to resign over a remark about Zionists. JTA brought us this report a short time ago. And finally, a curious advertisement claims to offer a cure for Israel derangement syndrome. This comes from Forward, reported 2 hours ago. From social media, the Times of Israel posted just minutes ago discussing the mixed messages in Florida's election results regarding anti-Semitism. While some anti-Semitic candidates were defeated, the broader implications remain concerning. Eyal Yacobi expressed concern, writing a short time ago, about dining with Omid Malik, who he notes is closely associated with controversial figures like Tucker Carlson. Meanwhile, Shabbos Kestenbaum commented just minutes back on the arrest of Jessica Bowie, highlighting the religious dynamics and the focus on Islamism over Islamophobia. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the discussion between Egypt and the U.S., Egyptian officials told Jared Kushner they believe progress with Hamas disarmament is unlikely under the current Israeli government. This sentiment, as reported by Ynet earlier today, suggests growing regional concerns about Hamas's strengthening position. Any shift in Israel's political landscape could significantly influence regional stability. Turning to the U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah, the new measures explicitly highlight Hezbollah's alignment with Iran's Revolutionary Guards. This move, reported by Walla, underscores Washington's ongoing commitment to countering Iran's influence in the region. These sanctions could further strain relations in the Middle East, impacting diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, the FBI's thwarting of a planned attack at the New York State Capitol involved the arrest of a woman from Albany. According to Maariv, the suspect intended to kill senators in an ISIS-inspired plot. This development highlights ongoing security challenges in the U.S. and the importance of vigilance against extremist threats. Separately, the call for a Brooklyn district leader's resignation follows a controversial remark about Zionists. As reported by JTA, this incident has added to the tensions surrounding political discourse in the U.S., especially in New York's diverse communities. The implications for local politics and community relations are significant. Finally, on a lighter note, Forward's report on an ad claiming to cure Israel derangement syndrome is drawing attention. The ad, styled like a 1990s infomercial, humorously critiques extreme anti-Israel sentiments. This reflects ongoing debates over media portrayal and public opinion regarding Israel. On the economic front, first, flights have resumed at Ben Gurion Airport after a halt due to severe baggage congestion. This comes as airlines warn that some bags may still be left behind. The disruption reported by Tech affected hundreds of flights and highlights ongoing logistical challenges in air travel. Separately, in the tech sector, Maariv Business reports on WhatsApp's new AI tool designed to combat malicious messages and phishing attempts. This innovation could significantly enhance user security and prevent spam. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the challenges entrepreneurs face as they try to maintain profitability amid economic slowdowns. The article highlights the impact of worker shortages and rising costs on project viability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.